I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. On October the 3rd, 2008. And this article here is from the DCExaminer.com. This was posted by, or written by Jeff Dufour and Patrick Gavin on September the 18th, 2008. Big Brother and Big Bird. There's a photograph there of a Muppet and Meryl Chertoff. When it comes to securing the homeland, who better to help you sleep at night than various characters from the popular children's show Sesame Street? In a move that will make the Bush administration detractors bring back those duct tape jokes again, the Department of Homeland Security has partnered up with the famous children's show. We all want our children to feel safe in this world, said Meryl Chertoff, wife of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, at a ceremony held at the John Tyler Elementary School to announce the partnership. And who better to do that than our own Sesame Street friends, Grover and Rosetal? I always knew that Mr. and Mrs. Chertoff would be big Muppet supporters, said Sesame Street Workshop CEO Gary Nell. As you can see or imagine, the partners are aimed at children and seek to encourage family preparedness plans in the case of emergencies. Family preparedness is the cornerstone of personal and community readiness, said Secretary Chertoff in a statement. He was scheduled to attend the event, but had been busy handling the aftermath of Hurricane Ike in Texas. Personally, I think he was off torturing someone somewhere just for fun. But anyway, it says here, and we could not be more pleased to team up with Sesame Workshop. So this article here is a good PR part. It's meant to make light of something which is very serious. Because the children, you see, they're always going for the children. Bypassing the parents, going for the children, and indoctrinating them. In the past, when parents were suspicious of this kind of thing, very suspicious, and stood up en masse about this sort of stuff, they'd back off here and there. But today, there's not a murmur from the public, as I say, as their children are turned into little indoctrinated spies. After all, they love, you know, children live in hypnosis. They wander in and out of hypnosis all day long. And they can't really tell absolute fact from absolute fiction at that particular age in life, especially the ones who are watching Sesame Street. And here they're mixing something very serious, the new Nazified system. That's what it is. Something very, very serious, and the children could not possibly think that the Muppets are bad. They don't see it as that. They see them as nice, furry little creatures. They're comical, and they love them. And it's been used for indoctrination purposes. The public cannot see it. It's just astonishing. Astonishing.
I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 22nd of November, 2020. And Dellingpole goes on, and he's a good writer too. It says, Sesame Street sells its soul to the Great Reset. I've mentioned it before, how they use even children's programs to propagandize everything. You know, you don't realize it, and always have done. So it's teamed up with the World Economic Forum to make a series of videos, educating children about that brainwashing nearly scored it out. Educating children about the vital importance of learning to live with the new normal, wearing masks, maintaining 6 feet from social distancing, and gratefully accepting their vaccine shots, etc. Getting used to not playing with friends in person, but just meeting them virtually on a screen. On the World Economic Forum podcast called The Great Reset, Resetting Education with Sesame Street, the blue Sesame Street puppet, Grover tells his impressionable young listeners, at first it was hard when nobody could go to school and I could not visit my friends like Elmo or, well, even Oscar the Grouch. But then we learned to have video playtime. It was a lot of fun and made me feel better. You see. So there you go. Isn't that nice, eh? Isn't that not nice?